also there, Krishna bhakti. There is no bhav in trees. There is no bhav in cows, it may be. In parrots and all birds. But gopis are saying, their bhav in them, that we want to love Krishna and want to touch Krishna and want to go nearer to Krishna. But they have chance to go there. How lucky are they? More than us, they are lucky. So here, स्थावर जंगम देखे ना देखे तार मूर्ति दैशिंग स्थावर एंड जंगम बट नॉट दे आर मूर्ति दे आर क्या उद्दीपना बाई उद्दीपना दे आर एवरीवेयर रियलाइजिंग कृष्ण एंड सेकेंड स्थावर जंगम देखे ना They don't think that the tree is sthav or these cows are moving. They don't see all these things. They see their own bhav in them. This is the...
This is a symptom of what?
Mahabhagava.
But what? It is a symptom of what type of love? What degree of prema?
Gopis are telling.
It is
Mahabhav.
Mahabhav.
Not in other dasya, santa,
sukha.
This is
But Mahabhav. They can see, like Prahlad Maharaj is Mahabhagavat. Uddhava is also Mahabhagavat. Narada is also. They can see according to their standard, but they will. See all this.
What is the technical word for this? When someone sees like this, is there a technical term used in Sanskrit to describe this? Seeing others.
Mahabhagavat, the action of Mahabhagavat, the mode of Mahabhagavat. Whether they have not that quality, near and dear to Krishna, but yet Mahabhagavat. If Krishna is blowing his shankha, what they will feel? Oh, how they are, what? Saubhagyaman.
Fortunate.
That he is testing the Krishna lips. Shankha is no such bhakti. But they will.
Our Srila Prabhupada used to say also that the Mahabhagavat sees everyone as...
Mahabhagavat will understand that everyone are Bhagavat.
Yes, but he would say, but he thinks he himself is not.
No. For himself they will know. So, as gopis are telling that we are not so fortunate.
I have no question.
I want to be so.
The birds are fortunate, but I am not.
I am unlucky. Here, there is a second meaning of Druma Bhujan. There are so many munis who are Brahmaganis. They chadhana ki hai.
Climb up.
They climb up on Upanishad. This is the one branch of Ved. They climb and they see from there. And they say Krishna as a Brahma. And the yogi now on certain Upanishads are like some smriti. Only those who are bhakta, they are separate branch. It is a branch of Srimad Bhagavat Pandit. By adopting or being charna,
climbing.
By climbing on the branch of Srimad Bhagavatam, they can see Krishna and Krishna can see. Otherwise, any on Puran, Bhag, Puran, Upanishad, Ved, Smriti, no, there are no such branch upon whom they can sit and see.
Gopaltapani Upanishad.
Eh?
Gopaltapani.
Ah, only. But not so much as Srimad Bhagavat. And one meaning is that Durmukhi Jan, the Upanishad and all Upanishad and Purans, excepting Srimad Bhagavat, they leave all these things. And they know that leaving all the branches, Upanishads, Vedas, and all other Purans, they come to Vrindavan, and in general, the tree, on the tree, any tree, they can climb, and from there they can see. So they prefer Vrindavan trees than Upanishads, Vedas, and all other things. Here they can see Krishna on climbing on the trees, but not they can see on climbing on Upanishads, Vedas, and all other things. So they want to be bird who Sanakshanandan Sanatan, Sukadeva Goswami, as he had become parrot, Sanatan Rupa, Sanakshanandan Sanatan, and likewise, so munis, they think that no use of climbing on all these Vedas branches, Upanishad and all these. They want to be buried in Vrindavan, so that naturally we will go there, and climbing on this, we will see Krishna. So, gopis are telling that Ruchira Pravalan in Srimad Bhagavatam are in Vrindavan trees. From there they are seeing that peacocks are
dancing
and cuckoos and Sukhsari are singing. They cannot, and all others are sitting and without any telling anything or without dancing. They are sitting, they are alone, and seeing all these things. So they are munis. Or gopis are telling that it is true that Sukh Goswami and Sanakshanandan and like all munis have done so much austerities and remembrance and served Krishna or Srimati Radhika, and they have bar paya hai. By the mercy of Krishna or Jogamaya, they have become birds here in Vrindavan, and they are seeing and testing Krishna. Shrivanta Miladadriso Vigatanna Vacha. They are not telling themselves, speaking nothing. They have no senses of their bodies. So gopis are here telling that when we have so much faith that we can be like words, that we will not chant anything, we will not have any sense of our body, and we will have so much, we will be so fortunate that we will be a bird, that we will fly with Krishna, we will see with Krishna, and if we may be kokil or sukh or sari, then nothing to say, so much we are saying, that we always sometimes we will be in the hands of Krishna or Radhika, and if cuckoos, they will sing and they will dance with Krishna. Kitna baj gaya? 1 ghanta ho gaya. Kitna?
No.
Nahi hua.
You have only spoken a total of 45 minutes.
No, 45?
40. You have spoken not even 45 minutes.
Alingana sthagita urma bhujair murare
grahananti padajugalam kamalopahara nabdastada tadupadhariya mukundagitam avartalakshitmanobhavabhagnavira alingana sthagita urma bhujair murare grahananti padajugalam kamalopahara
nabdastada. Seeing this, they become without any movement, full of bhav. What to do and not to do, they could not think anything. Stuck dumb. What is the meaning of stuck dumb? Become whole silent. This Krishna is walking on the shore of Yamuna by Bhavanetra Desha. Actually, they were sitting in their rooms, but they are seeing that Krishna is walking on the shore of Yamuna, Upakul. He was something upper, but
The bank of the
Jumna. Riverbank. Krishna playing on floor. They are only telling Bansi and Venu, Murali, nothing. And the Prabhav means
influence
of Bansi. So this is called Venu Ji. Nadastada, dasha towards Jamuna. And they saw that, Jamuna is not moving at all. He, jam gai. Jamuna is not flowing. By hearing this sweet melody of Bansi and seeing the lovely face of Krishna, Padupadharya Mukunda Gita, avarta lakshit manobhavagnavega. The Jamuna is more than us. Seeing Krishna and hearing the melody of his Bansi, smar has come, calm has come to test Krishna. And that is why Jamuna has no movement. In a person or in gopis, if a smar comes, a smar,
Lust
means prem to test Krishna, like kamatmika gopi, when comes, some symptoms may come out. Gopis all were doing avahittha. Avahittha, They wanted to still their bhav, not to tell anything, express to any gopis. They have not told anywhere up to now that what became of us by hearing the sound of Krishna and by seeing the face of Krishna. Everything has been something and everything has they are feeling what came, calm came, and it rapidly
increasing, progressing.
And they are so much involved in Krishna prema, but they want to steal from all gopis. What is coming in their heart, they are not telling. They are not telling their modes. And I cannot express that idea in English. Hindi hota hai. Kisi ko jadi prem ho na, kisi ke prati. Aur gopiyon jaisa prem Krishna ke prati ho. हृदय में धड़कन होगी, धड़कन.
Even if anybody laughs, anybody just like Gopi loves Krishna, then he feels something in his heart, just like palpitation.
Hmm? Palpitation, not only but palpitation. If anyone have any realization about male and female, they can only know something. But yet it is opposite to that frame. So more than this, Kalkut bees are more than Badvanal, are more than nectar. They fill here. Sometime die, sometime again living. What becomes there, it cannot be told by any words or anything.
Like nectar or like poison?
Mm. What is that, is nectar or poison? They cannot define. What is coming on here? In ordinary frame, if our near and dear goes for a day, and whether he will return or not return, when we will see, think. So many things comes in our heart that we have no nidra,
sleep.
No, so many anxieties comes, restless always. So gopis are testing there, so much restless and everything there. That Sukhdev Goswami has not explained by words. Only he has ingit kiya.
Hints only.
He has given only hints. So he cannot, gopis are telling that we cannot express the idea what is going on in the heart of Yamuna when she is seeing Krishna and hearing the melody. Because we see by the effect, symptoms, that Yamuna has become
stunned.
Wo jad ho gayi, thir ho gayi. And not only that, Mukunda Gitam Avartalakshitam. Yamuna hearing from upper division, what is coming towards Krishna, and from lower also coming. And
whirlpool. Whirlpool. W-H-I-R-L. Whirlpool.
Just like Brahmananda.
Not only one. Thousand and thousand of Brahmar are going on. Whirlpools are going on. Not one thing in heart, but so many things at a time, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt in Kilkinchit Bhav and all other Bhav. Everything of Bhav came and torn in pieces, so many pieces, that heart. So many Bhav modes are coming in Yamuna. And that is why thousands and thousands of whirlpools are in Yamuna. And at last, with his big hands, lamba mane big, na?
Long
arms mane bhuja, avartalakshite manobhav bhagna vega. This is the sign of calm in Yamuna, and that is why his dhara mane
current
is
broken
at so many places. As our heart, mood has been
broken.
And alingan sthagita urma bhujai murare. The lotus flowers in Yamuna, in their bhramar, whirlpools, what tooth again?
Broken.
And they took them and they fell on the feet of Krishna. Or Alingan. Jamuna is doing Alingan to Krishna. How? Krishna is standing on the shore of Jamuna. At once wave came out as up to here Krishna. And the Jamuna embraced Krishna. As in sea we see, like so. Jamuna is not a river only. They are telling that Jamuna is doing, embraces Krishna. But Krishna stands only. He does not embrace Jamuna. At least they become shameful, Jamuna. And I have done it wrong. I am not so qualified. If gopis were there, then Krishna could have embraced. But I am not so, so beautiful or lovely. So Krishna is like doing so.
But Jamuna is Vishaka.
But yet they are thinking like. So Krishna is not embracing. Seeing this, Jamuna came, fell on the feet of Krishna and gave it Kamal Upahar. My heart is, I am giving in your feet. You should also embrace me. You are not embracing me. That is why. If there Nayak and Nayika, both there. Nayika does not express their heart first. Nayak can express outly. But in any case, if Nayika expresses and he wants, like Krishna told them, go to their
family members, go back.
Then began to pray and began to do so. So Jamuna is Nayika. Krishna was silent. So Jamuna embraced her and Krishna gave no reply. Then she became so simple and
disappointed.
Deenhin.
Humble. Become humble.
So become so humble. So he, with lotus foods, lotus flower, he fell on the feet of Krishna. So how Jamuna is wonderful, Sobhagyaman,
fortunate.
That she can embrace Krishna, she can fall on the feet, she can give flowers on the feet of Krishna, she can hear the melody from very near, but we cannot do anything. So if we were Jamuna and water of Jamuna, we can do all these things easily, but we cannot do, we cannot taste, so we are so much unfortunate.
First today. This would go up.
Can you tell us something about Lila Madhav? Yes, we did not go and see. Because we waited here thinking that you would talk to us and you didn't.
We went there?
No, we waited.
Why?
Because you promised an hour for us. So we stayed here and we got only 5 minutes.
I thought that you should go.
No, you said you would speak in English that day, but you did not. So we left everything just so we would hear English, and you did not.
Who is he?
You ought to have come there.
I know, but we thought that your darshan was more important.
I could not go.
Why?
So long journey, cannot eat there.
Can you tell us something about Lila Madhav?
If you had got there, and you had left your body there, then Chaturbhuj at once go to...
We don't want that.
What?
You told me not to go.
Can you tell us something about Lila Madhav?
Lila Madhav.
Lila Madhav.
Lila Madhav.
His name is
Lila
Madhav.
Lila Madhav is Lila Madhav.
It is
because he got so many pastimes, very hard, very melodious, very sweet. He does the pastimes. So he is the Lila Madhav. Nilmadhav, both.
So what is the specialty of that place? What happened?
Because Nilmadhav was there for several yugas and time. When he was there, in Satyug, in first Satyug, you know, this is not first Satyug. This is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of last, this last.
Hundreds of Satya Yugas before?
Before.
He's so old.
Then Nilmadhav was there. Very Nil. Nil means?
Blackish.
Not blue?
Loose.
From that west, not deep.
Like the ocean?
Ocean.
The ocean.
The color of the ocean now.
Color.
Bluish.
Beautiful color.
Beautiful color.
But this is not beautiful as Krishna. So, Nilmadhav. And also, very good and sweet leelas. So, Nilmadhav. In Sanskrit, na is uttered as la. Understand this? So,
pronounced the same.
Pronunciation is N is like L. So, Ni, Li. So, beautiful pastime that every creature, everything, every gopis, every Gwalbal, Sakha, and every cow coughs if they say Krishna, they begin to cough. And when to Krishna, taking their mouths at the mouth of Krishna. And Krishna doing like this. So he is Nilmadhav. So he was there. And Sabar, Sabar Swer Sadhu. Sabar means
the
very low cost persons.
Just to take care of the pigs.
One day some Brahmins and some sages roaming in whole world in tirths, with sacred places. Purling here and there, they came to near sea and they saw Nilmadhav. They saw that any bird was sitting on a tree, and under tree there was a very good pond there, beautiful. And he was sleeping and just fell in the water. And at once, 400 he became and went to Golokunda, Vaikuntha. So they were so happy to see. And they were going and touring. At last they reached to Indradyumna Maharaj in Central India.
Central India.
Central India means
what state?
Where Krishna used to went to his Gurudev.
Ujjain?
Ujjain. The capital was Ujjain. Yeah. And at that time that it was called as Malav Desh.
Malav Desh.
Malav. एक मिनट बोलो दिए जाए तो लोग वो करे बाहर में बैठ जाते ए कहां गई
स्पीकर फ्रॉम दिस इज फैक्ट आई बिकम सो टायर्ड
are coming. They told that we are coming from and who takes the gospel at once for the spirit. He and they went anywhere else.
They came and went, gave that information.
But from where they have seen, they are not. So he told his companions, his personal officers, his priest, that he saw such bad. To send four persons in four directions and to return in 6 months and to report where we are. The persons who went in three directions, north, west and south, they returned in 6 months. But the person, namely the son of his priest, Vidyapati, went in east. Went four east up to this land. When he came near to Nilmadhav, it was situated on the bank of sea, on the hills surrounded, and so good forest and very beautiful scenery. Then he was charmed at once. He thought that Nilmadhav is here anywhere. He began to search. In the meantime, one day it was evening. Sun was to
go down.
Light was coming. Where to stay? So he went in a village. And from that I, in the night I want to stay here. Where I should stay. Then the persons of village told her that our the manager of this village, he is senior and he takes care of any person who comes here. So you can go there. He went, but yet that person was not there. Was out of the station. So he knocked the door and a girl, Kishori, about 6, she came out of and told that my father is not at home, but you are Atithi. Atithi?
Guest.
Yes. So you are requested to stay here and my father comes just now to be. And he will come and he stayed there. Her father came. He managed everything and he stayed with him. And he made preparation, rosoi,
cooked
himself. And he began to think that when this person has come, Daita, in any name, very beautiful smell came. He stayed for so many days, he always
comes and goes.
Daily, he smells the.
He has the same scent about him.
Very good. He thought that I should discover it. So he began to think that his daughter. His daughter was also beautiful and he was so much beautiful. So they loved each other. But that priest's son, only to discover this thing, not for me, but yet he proposed that you can marriage
your daughter to me. I can live here forever. Because he wanted to solve that thing. And the girl was also in love with that person. So he also told that if you are not marrying me, I will die. So at last his father gave marriage to that priest's son. When marriage was done, then this boy told that you should discover where your father goes. She told that my father does not tell me that fact. He told that anyhow you should discover. Then they both
made a plan.
How to discover. This girl, by the plan, she went to her father and told that, I'm going to die. I will not take anything. I will go and sink in sea. Why? You should tell where you go and to whom you worship. He told that, don't die. I'm telling that, don't tell to any other. I go to Nirvana. Delhi I go. She told that you should take your
son-in-law.
I cannot do. Then I'm going to die. Then he was ready to accept the proposal, but finding his
blindfold,
like black cotton
cabin.
Girl of that person. So that you should take some seed of oil seed.
Mustard oil.
Mustard seed.
Yeah.
Mustard oil seed.
Yeah.
And now it is what? Vashaka
this. Rainy season.
So if you put up, after some time they will grow up and they will flowers. And then you can easily go there. No need of us.
Yellow flowers.
So he kept seeds on the bullock cart, his eyes were bent. When he went there and his eyes was closed, Krishna's mother and felt glad. Yet once his father-in-law went to gather some flowers, collect flowers. And in time he was seeing the beautiful vigraha of Nirmala. At first he went to put up his hands by water. He saw that there is a pond there, very beautiful pond, hilly. And water is so cool and so filtered. He saw that a black crow was sitting on the branch of any tree. And he lay flat and he fell in the water. And he at once became 400 and went to bed. He at once climbed on the tree to fell in the water so that I should also be 400 and but in the meantime his son, a father-in-law came and also Thakur Nirmala told in sound that you should not die. You will have to be and to serve me what I tell. You should go at once to king and tell and bring him. And there will be so much Jagat ka kalyan hoga.
Good fortune to the whole world.
You pick up. Daita father of girl, touched him.
He heard the voice also. He heard also this voice.
And he threatened, you should not go. You should not go. So he threatened. But Thakur told that, I am leaving. Don't do so. Otherwise, I will do evil to you. Then he came and he told his wife that I am going. I am just threatened. I will not give up you. Leave you. Don't worry. Then he went. And the king at once heard this news and became so pleasant. And he took the whole army. Whole
everybody.
Everything, everybody, and whole wealth, and started from there. When he came at the place, he at once saw that everything is covered with sands. No trace of village, no trace of hill, no trace of.
Just village. Like a big Chatak Pavan.
Like Chatak Pavan. Everything. No trace of anything.
Nothing.
Then he became
hopeless.
Hopeless and mad. He went to Brahma anyhow. He did austerities to Brahma. Brahma came. And Brahma, seeing his mood, he took him to Vaikunth, where Neel Madhav was living this world. He saw Neel Madhav and prayed that you should come to him. Neel Madhav told that I will not go in the shape of Neel Madhav. I will go in the shape of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. He should go and wait in the sea. I will come in the shape of tree. The lower part of the tree.
A log. Piece of wood. Round.
You will see that log is red color, and there are marks of chakra, and very hard. So try to take up. Off. He came to this world, and he came that world is changed.
Time was so long.
So long time.
Yeah.
But he was waiting for that tree. At last he saw that a tree are coming. Log is coming. And then he tried to pull it out, but he could not do. At last a voice came that bring your wife, bring your that boy, Vidyapati, and his wife and his father.
They were still present?
Huh?
Were they still present
they
in the same form or in a different
same form?
Same form.
Then by the grace of Thakur. Then he called his father-in-law, her wife, and Vidyapati. All them came as a golden chariot was made. And they worshipped the tree and told that you should climb on the chariot. They both went they worshipped and they touched Vidyapati and his father-in-law.
Yes.
At once that log was
lifted.
Came in the chariot. The chariot but that log was
lifted.
Came in the chariot. And the chariot but bring to his temple now. At that time there was no temple. Temple was there. He wanted that four Thakur should come, bigger, deity should come. But anyone could not do anything. At last a good Brahmin, aged Brahmin, old Brahmin, and told that I can do it. He told that make a very big room and I will enter that room and I will lock from inside. And in 21 days I will try. Don't open the door within these doors. Then he closed the door and took that wood inside. After 7 days, pain, his name was Gundicha. requested the king that he should open the door because Brahmin has taken the baby to die. Perhaps he said, open the door,
could
open,
not
the
hear
door
him.
Open the door. King told that he should wait. But after 14 days, they could then change themselves. And they opened, the door was broken. And when they entered, that Brahmin began to laugh. Why you open the door within 21 days? Only 14 days that time. I have only made the and this up to this, nothing else.
Face and arms.
Half only has been done. Not half, one-fourth has been done. Why you open? And he became out of sight. And he laughed and he told that this is Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra. In this shape they will mercy, they will be merciful to for whole world will come here and take the sun and they will be rescued from any mischievous at all. And though he is Patit Pavan. So that Vigraha was at first there by the name of Madhav. Madhav, same thing became in four Jagannath, Sudra, Baldev
and
Sudarshan.
Sudarshan.
A four there. In one day, in year, they go to Vrindavan.
This place where the wood was found, that is Chakratirtha?
No. Wood was found. About 2 miles there. Bankim Mohana, from where the sea turns in Bengal Ocean. Coming like this.
Yes.
But from there, this. There is a corner.
I see.
That corner is Chakratirtha.
Chakratirtha. And that was
where water moves like this.
The water also moves like a chakra.
So this deity that everyone went to see a few days ago, same Leela Raja?
He didn't.
No.
He
no.
went to Vaikuntha.
Another thing about this stone.
When was that? And
the
Did Maharaj Indradyumna stay at Lake Indradyumna?
Huh?
The place where the Lake Indradyumna? What is the connection with the Lake Indradyumna with Maharaj Indradyumna?
Oh, far. This was the place. Yeah. Perhaps there, it is there.
At Lake Indradyumna, that place.
Not there. But well, they are not at that time.
Uh-huh.
So, at that time, lakes were only used for taking water and taking bath. So, the lake was made by the Indradyumna Maharaj. And by the name of the Indradyumna Maharaj, the lake was also called Sarovar. Or does everyone takes water from there?
Was Kundicha there at that time also?
Gundicha Devi was there.
At Kundicha?
By name of Gundicha Devi, that temple where it was, all the vigras were done. Gundicha Mandir.
The vigras were done at Kundicha? They were carved at Kundicha?
Very strict man. regarding Bhakti Siddhanta. So
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati is very strict.
He was such a good acharya, like Indian soup. Indian soup, you know?
Indian soup?
Soup means, if anything, corn. Dust goes other side and grain foods comes other side.
You mean when separating the chaff, the chaff from the grain? He was expert at that. Very good example.
Five darshanik acharya, Nyaya, Mimamsa, Vaisheshik, Sankha, Yog, Charvak, Bauddha, Jain, even Vyakaranik, Panini, and
you can open your window.
Some were full Nastic and some were Ardha Nastic. A new idea, Pratyaksha. Pratyaksha, you know?
Direct experience.
Pratyaksha. Parokha. Paroksha means Swarga. And all other things, up to Brahmaloka. Parokha, aparokha. Aparokha means Shankaracharya. Adhokshaja. Aramat.